Hachette Audio presents Sweetest Scoundrel, written by Elizabeth Hoyt, read by Ashford McNabb. In loving memory of my mother, Beverly Walton Kerr McKinnell, 1940 to 2005. Chapter 1. Once upon a time there lived a king so monstrous, he devoured his own children. From The Lion and the Dove. September 1741, London, England. It took an extreme provocation to rouse Eve Dinwoodie. For 5 years her life had been quiet. She had a nice house in an unfashionable but respectable part of town. She had her three servants, Jean-Marie Pépin, her bodyguard, his pretty, plump wife, Tess, her cook, and Ruth, her rather scatterbrained young maid. She had a hobby, painting miniatures, which also served to bring in extra pin money. She even had a pet of sorts, a white dove she had yet to name. Eve liked her quiet life. On most days, she quite enjoyed staying inside, puttering around with her miniatures, and feeding the unnamed dove oat kernels. Truth be told, Eve was rather shy. But Eve could, in fact, rouse herself from her quiet life, given enough provocation. And Lord knew Mr. Hart, the owner and manager of Hart's Folly, was very provoking indeed.